The names Adnan Oktar and Harun Yahya that appear encoded in the Torah indicate the books of Harun Yahya. The term Harun Yahya is encoded in the Torah in 12 different places. The coding system takes the form of a scan of the letters between the chapters of the Torah. As a result, words appear set out between equal letter intervals. For example, with the coding system you are now seeing in Table 1, the letters that constitute the name Harun Yahya are set out at equal intervals between Leviticus 10:1 and Numbers 5:21 in such a way that the 2003rd letter is an H, the next 2003rd letter an A, the next an R, the next U, N, and so on. On examination of the letter between Leviticus 10:1 and Numbers 5:21 on the basis of this coding system, we encounter the name Harun Yahya. In addition, the terms ad lib, extempore, improvise, immediately, extemporize, and forthwith. The term Beraya, created by God, and the words Aria, lion, and fragrance also appear between the same chapters. Using the same technique to examine the section between Genesis 1:1 and Jeremiah 34:2, we see the name Harun Yahya for a second time. Other words that appear are believable, reliable, faithful, loyal, trusty, confidential, volplane, soaring, glide, hovering, gliding, star-like, stellar, and Jediah, the hand of God, all at equal intervals. In the section between Genesis 1:1 and Jonah 4:7, the words Harun Yahya, think, pour, peruse, contemplate, speculate, study, invite, tiria, search, and the Lord God, Jehovah, appear. The name Harun Yahya can be seen for the third time in this table. Between Genesis 1:1 and 2 Chronicles 36:23, we encounter the name Harun Yahya for the fourth time. Between Genesis 1:1 and 2 Chronicles 36:23, the name Harun Yahya appears for the fifth time. The words God, purification, expurgation, refinement, clearance, sublimation, decontamination, purge, purgation, and Ibnea, God creates, also appear encoded at equal intervals. This section runs from Numbers 15:24 to Daniel 2:45. The name Harun Yahya appears for the sixth time here. The terms skilled, neat, versed, proficient, and skillful, Jeriel, God will elevate him, and real, are also encoded here by the same system. This section runs from Leviticus 16:29 to 2 Chronicles 36:23. The name Harun Yahya appears for the seventh time in this section. The term Erisai, like a lion, is also encoded in the same way in this section. The results of the Torah code between Genesis 1:1 and 2 Chronicles 19:5. The names and words in this section are as follows. The terms Hart Yu Harun Yahya, lecture. The term Hart Yu Harun Yahya appears in the Torah for the eighth time here. Genesis 1:1 to Esther 7:2. The name Harun Yahya is encoded here for the ninth time. In addition, the same sections also contain the words placidity, impassivity, peace, serenity, tranquility, quietude, calmness, quiet, ease, peacefulness, determine, find, see, and administration. The name Harun Yahya appears for the tenth time between Genesis 1:1 and 2 Chronicles 36:23. Other words in the same section are Shekhinah, in the presence of God, preeminence, mission, task, assignment, job, undertaking, and objective. The section in this table runs from 2 Samuel 18:31 and Daniel 7:2. The table again shows the name Harun Yahya. The words God, writings, manifest, and safekeeping also appear. Hagiography, writings, meridian, manifest, watch, safekeeping, keeping, retention, guarding, and reservation. In the 12th table in which the name Harun Yahya appears, which covers Isaiah 41:27 to Ezekiel 10:19, the words Harun Yahya, Irija, fear of God, and knightly, brave, chivalrous, and valiant are all encoded. The following words are encoded between Genesis 1:1 and Exodus 23:27. Hasadullah, the Lion of God, a brother, Word of God, denomination, sect lord, evidence, a nose, aged 40 year, Mahdi, Yeshua, Jesus, emerging, and inarticulate. The name Adnan Oktar is encoded in the Torah between 2 Samuel 12:13 and 2 Chronicles 36:23. The terms Adnan Oktar, increase for him, chant, shaf, God, corollary, biraya, with a friend, appear. These terms all appear in the Torah through the same coding system.